Please open your Bibles to the book of 2 Samuel. 2 Samuel chapter 3. In your Schofield Reference Bible, page 357. We'll be reading just the first verse of this chapter, and then we'll turn to yet another passage. But first of all, 2 Samuel chapter 3, verse 1, page 357 in your Schofield Bible. Let's stand, please, for the reading of the Word of God. We'll just read this verse together. And let's read, please. Ready? Now there was long war between the house of Saul and the house of David, but David waxed stronger and stronger, and the house of Saul waxed weaker and weaker. Now turn to the book of James, chapter 4. In your Schofield Reference Bible, page 1309. 1309, James chapter 4, we'll read the first 8 verses, we'll read them responsively. Verses 1 through 8. From whence come wars and fightings among you? Come they not hence, even of your lust that war in your members? Ye lust and have not, ye kill and desire to have and cannot obtain. Ye fight in war, yet ye have not, because ye ask not. Ye ask and receive not, because ye ask amiss, that ye may consume it upon your lusts. Ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. Do ye think that the Scripture saith in vain, the Spirit that dwelleth in us lusteth to envy? But he giveth more grace. Wherefore, he saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. And let's pray. Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for the special emphasis on the men of this church. How we thank you for our church. First of all, that you've given us a man to lead us. And secondly, that you've given wonderful, godly men to follow and to have other areas of leadership within this great church. How grateful we are to thee for this hour now. We pray that you'd bless and help our preacher and help our attention to be focused directly upon thee and thy word. Help us to be hearers and doers of thy word today. In Jesus' name, amen.
I want you to listen very, very carefully this morning, as always, but especially this morning. I'm going to speak on the subject, the battle is not the war. Don't miss it. The battle is not the war. The reason many people get discouraged and quit serving God is they think the battle is the war. They win the battle and think the war's over. No, no, the battle is not the war. And I want you to listen very, very carefully. I'm going to read for you, before I pray, just these verses. Listen carefully. Amazing verse. Now there was long war between the house of Saul and the house of David. Long war. But David, get this, waxed stronger and stronger, and the house of Saul waxed weaker and weaker. That verse tells as much of the story of the Christian life as any verse you'll ever read. There was long war between the house of David and the house of Saul, but David waxed stronger and stronger, and the house of Saul waxed weaker and weaker. Didn't say that David conquered in a moment. It was a long war, and it was a gradual gaining of strength with the house of David, and a gradual losing of strength and weakening the house of Saul. Now, that's a war, but there's another war, and I'll read a verse I read a while ago. From whence come wars and fightings among you? Now, that is not talking about wars between people. It's talking about inside of you. It didn't say there's a war going on inside of you. It said there are wars. Please don't read the church bulletin while I'm talking to you. Listen to me. There are wars going on inside. I prepared something for you this morning, and I want you to get it. There are wars going on inside of you. Not just a war. In fact, you keep reading that bulletin, there's going to be wars going on in this room. But I want you to listen to me. I didn't prepare this sermon for you to sit there and read. I want you to hear me. But the problem is, we somehow think that it's a battle. No, it's not a battle. It's a war. And I want you to follow me very carefully. Father, bless me as I speak. I want to help. And all of my desire for the people to listen to me is because I want them to be helped. And I believe what I'm going to say this morning can help immeasurably thy people. Help us to do that. In Jesus' name, amen. Listen to me. Right this way. Let's all look at those two boys, shall we, everybody? Now then, look at me. It's all over. Why you look at two ugly boys when you got a handsome man up here? It's hard for me to understand. Look at me. Sit up straight. Look at me. Carefully. Listen carefully. Saul is now dead. David is at last the king. Back down to many years ago when he was a lad, David was anointed as king by Samuel. But he was not yet the king because the time had not yet come. Now the time has come. Saul is dead. The throne rests upon the head of David. The scepter is held by David's hand. And his shoulders are graced by the robe, and he sits on the throne. So, that's that. David's the king. It's all over. Oh, no. No, no, no. It isn't over either. Listen carefully. Saul still has some followers that fought David through all those years. Remember all those years? You don't remember them, but you remember the Bible. It says about it. I remember them. But remember all those years where Saul was chasing David, trying to kill him? Because Saul knew that David would someday sit on the throne if he stayed alive, and Saul wanted to kill him so he wouldn't take over his job. And now then, all those men, there were armies that pursued David. Not just a king, but the king and his men. Now Saul is dead, but those men are not dead. And the battle still rages. It's the battle, David and his men, against the men of Saul. And the Bible says there was long war. David was on the throne, but he did not conquer all the enemies immediately. There was long war between David, the house of David, and the house of Saul. And the Bible said David won that war, but how did David win that war? Bible said this way, David waxed stronger and stronger, and the house of Saul waxed weaker and weaker. May I show you how David won that war? The house of Saul, let me show you, the house of David waxed stronger and stronger, and yet they would step back, but step up again, and step back, and then maybe step up two steps, and maybe step back, and maybe step up two more steps, and maybe step back. I mean, the war kept on going, and though David won the war, it was not an immediate victory. It was a slow, tedious, long, hard battle after battle after battle after battle after battle until the war was won. Now listen carefully. The devil is after you. I said the devil is after you. I said the devil is after you. Now, I want to make several statements about that. Number one is, I said the devil is after you. Number two, you can win. You can win. Because 1 John 4:4 says, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Now that means the Holy Spirit that dwells in you can lick the devil out of the devil. So you have the wherewithal, you can. Now you may not win, but you can win. You may lose, but you could have won. You can win every war that goes on inside of you, and whatever the temptation you have or the sin you have, you can be victorious over that sin, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. I said statement number one, the devil's after you. Statement number two, you may not win, but you can win. Statement number three, oh, listen to me. If you win, it'll be a long war. Don't mistake the winning of a battle for the winning of the war. You won a battle, you got saved, and you had a temptation, and you won a battle or two. You think it's all gone. Oh, no, the Saul still got his soldiers. And though the devil is licked in your life, his little imps are still trying to make it miserable for you while you go to heaven. And I'm saying, don't mistake the battle for the war. I mean, if you win a battle, keep your armor. Don't throw it away. Keep your shield up. Don't discard it. Keep the sword out of your sheath. Don't put the sword back in the sheath. Because it's going to be a long war. Statement number three, number one was, the devil is after you. Don't miss it. Statement number two, you can win. Statement number three, it will be a long war. But now wait a minute. Statement number four, if you win that war, it's because you will win and lose and win and lose and win and lose and win and lose. Go back with me to World War II. We didn't have television back in those days. Blessed be the God of Jacob and Isaac and Abraham. But we would see in the newspaper every day how the lines were in Europe. One day you'd have a jagged lines to show where our forces were as they were going from Normandy across to Germany and finally toward Russia. But they have lines there. And one day, the line would be right here. And the next day, it might be back a bit. And the next day, it'd be up here. And then it might go back a bit. One day, our forces would lose. And then our forces would win. It was a long war. Lasted from 1941 to 1945. And it was a long war. We won the war, bless God, but we didn't win it overnight. And we didn't win it without losing some. We lost soldiers. We lost battles. And the same is true in the wars that you have inside your own life. Let me show you how you're gonna do it. You will win and win and lose in this war. And then you will lose and lose and win and win and win. And then you will lose and win and win and win and win and win. And then you will win and win and win and win and win and lose. And then you will win and 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 lose. But you're never going to quit losing till you wake in the likeness of Jesus Christ. Now, I'm saying, next statement, so when you lose, get up again and win. Let me show you again. Here's the way you win the battle for the Lord. You folks in the balcony may not see all of this, but you can remember how cute I was when I was up here. All right, here's the battle. And at first you'll win, and then you'll lose. And then you'll win, and then you'll lose. You know what I'm talking about. Some of you folks have had trouble with cigarettes or alcohol or bad magazines or bad television programs. And you win one day, then you lose. And you win again, and then you lose. But then one day, you start winning a little more. And so you win, and you win, and then you lose. And you win, and you win, and then you lose. And you win, and you win, and then you lose. And you win, I'm getting busy here. Win, and win, and then you lose. I'm trying to say that's the way the battles are won. You will never win unless you lose some, because the Bible says he that is within you is greater than he is in the world. But mark it down, he that's in the world is mighty great. You have a formidable foe, and you have a foe so formidable, you cannot defeat him by yourself. So when you yield yourself to him that is in you, who is greater, bless God, than he that is in the world, you can win. But some days you're going to think you can make it by yourself, and you're going to lose that day. I'm saying, ladies and gentlemen, you won't win every battle. But bless God, you can win the war. Now I'm going to confess my sins. Are you ready? Well, the choir's listening all of a sudden. You got your notepads, everything? I got some wars going on in my life. One is sitting on the third row right here in the middle of the center section. But I mean that. I've got some wars in my life. Now, there's some of those wars where I win and 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 lose. Now, there's some of those wars where I win and win and win and win and win and lose. There's some of those wars where I win and win and win and lose. There's some of those wars where I win and lose and win and lose. And then there's some I'm not going to talk about. I'm saying that's the way you win the victory. You're going to lose, but you get back up and win again. That's what you do. That's what the Bible means when it says the just man falleth seven times, but riseth up again. You're growing in grace, and you're trying to quit that habit that you know is wrong. And so you win, but then you lose. Well, when you lose, you don't say, I just give up. I can't. Oh, yes, you can. Get up. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Get back up and win again. Every time you fall back a step and lose a battle, you say, by cracky, by the grace of God, I'm going to get back up, and I'm getting back into battle. I'm going to trust him that is in me, and I'm going to win that battle. Everything's won that way. Look at me. This church has been built that way. This church hasn't been built by winning and winning and winning and winning and winning and winning and winning. 36 years ago, in July, I preached for the first time at this church. And then in August, I was called and became the pastor of this church. 36 years ago this summer. We've had battles. Praise God. We've won more than we've lost. But we've had some battles we've lost. But we have won the war. And this church was not built like this. I wish it were, but it wasn't. This church was built like this. And we have won. At first, we won and lost, and won and lost, and won and lost. And then we won and lost, and won and 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 won and lost. And then we won and won and won and won and lost, and won and won and won and won and lost. And you see, ladies and gentlemen, we're in battles. The war will not be won till we wake in the likeness of Jesus Christ. But praise God, though we can't win the war, we can win most of the battles. Marriage is that way. It's a battle. One of these days we're going to sing the songs we ought to sing at weddings. The fight is on. Sound the battle cry. See, the foe is nigh. I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. But here's what you do. You as a couple, you win, and you win, and you lose, and you divorce. But that's not the way a marriage is built. Listen to me. Marriage is built by winning and losing, and winning and winning, and losing, and winning and winning and winning. And losing, and winning, and winning, and winning, and winning, and losing, and winning, and winning, and winning, and winning, and winning, and losing. That's the way it is. So when you lose a battle, realize you can still get up and win the war. I don't love her anymore. Get back up. That's the way closeness comes. Somebody asked me yesterday after the wedding. We married two of our finest young people Friday night, and then two of our finest young people yesterday afternoon. Two young folks have grown up in our church. Lisa Vest and Tim Streeter, two of the finest you'll ever meet in your life. And we had a sweet wedding. Fun? I was talking, bragging on the bride and groom. And I said, Lisa, I've had numbers of fellows who come to me wanting to date Tim, a number of ladies, a number of fellas. Which one of those fellas wanted to date Tim? I've forgotten which one you want. But I am. And I said, also, I said, I guess I've had a dozen fellas that come to me wanting to date Lisa. And Lisa said, at the altar, getting married, she said, could I have that list?
Man, we all cried. At that wedding, I cried, bride cried, groom cried, everybody cried. It was a four-handkerchiefer. Somebody asked me after it's over, Brother Hiles, you loved that couple, didn't you? And I said, I loved them with all my heart. Somebody said, Brother Hiles, I wish I could feel as deeply as you feel. How do you feel that deeply? I'll tell you what you do. You stay somewhere for 36 years. And you win together. And you lose together. And you cry together and you laugh together. And you shout together and you mourn together. And you win and then lose and then win and then lose. As soon as they've had differences with me, they're a reason why the best of the street leaders could have left this church. But brother, when he lost, they said, we're getting back up and we're going to get down and obey me there. Boy, yeah, I win. I'll win one now. So if in any area of your life you're losing, you don't have to lose the war because you lost a battle. Get back up. That's the way closeness comes. That's the way friendship comes. That's the way overcoming a sin is. It comes by a long war. A long war. As, look at me, as Saul's forces become weaker and weaker and weaker, and David's forces become stronger and stronger and stronger. Those of you that are mature Christians didn't get that way all at one jump. You got that way by becoming stronger and stronger, and the enemy becoming weaker and weaker. It was a long war to get there. And by the way, the war's not over. You still got some battles to fight. And you're still going to lose some battles. But when you lose some battles and go back and smoke that cigarette again, or go back and take a martini again, or watch something you shouldn't watch on television again, and you say, I never thought I'd do that, get back up! That's just one battle! There's a war still ahead you can win. Out of my sins. I'm going to tell you, I wish Miss Hiles weren't looking at me this morning. I wish she was back here. So, as I continue my sermon, fellas, my temper. Believe me, I'm going to tell you the truth. I win 10 times as many battles of my temper as I lose now. When I was a kid, I had a temper. When I was a young preacher, I had a temper. When I was a kid, I carried a brick with me to school every day. Right in the middle of it, it was chipped out so I could tie a rope around the middle. Anybody picked a fight with me, I'd just get that rope and a brick on the end of it and start swinging it like that, around, around, around. If I didn't come home with a bloody nose, I'd played hooky. I wasn't there. I had a hot temper. Now, concerning that temper, may I report to you the results of the battle so far. I win, and I win, and I win, and I win, and I win. I lose. That's the progress. That's where I am right now. I think Ms. Howells will tell you I rarely ever blow up. I fizz every once in a while, but I've gotten a lot of victories in the battle against my war against my temper. Now let's go down to bitterness. In the war that I fight against bitterness, I win. And I win, 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 and I lose. So I'm doing fairly well in that war. In my preaching, I win, and I win, and I win, and I win, and I lose. I was preaching the other night in Winston-Salem, I laid an egg big enough to hatch triplet dinosaurs from.
But I got back up. I got back up. And the next night I won. You see. Let's talk about heartaches. Let me give you the scoreboard on my heartache war. I win, and 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 I lose. Now let's discuss my stubbornness. I don't have time. It's a little bit late. I've got to go on. Would you turn around and look somewhere else, Miss Alice? I'm tired of that little sweet smile. Here's the result concerning my stubbornness. I lose. And I lose. And I lose. And I lose. And I tie. So I haven't lost them all. What I'm trying to tell you, James said wars inside of you. Not one war. Wars. In my life, there's the war of temper. I win more battles there than I lose. There's the war of heartache. I win more battles there than I lose. There's the war of revenge. I win more battles there than I lose. And there's the war of stubbornness. I'll be accurate about that one. I win and I lose. And I win and I lose. Then Ms. Hiles goes out for a speaking engagement, and I win and I win and I win and I win and I win. She comes back home and I lose and I lose and I lose and I lose. What I'm trying to tell you, folks, that war that's going on inside of you, those wars inside of you, you can win. But you won't win every battle. It's just like the newspaper map every day about the war. The Allied forces have gone this far, and now they have a setback, and then they go up this far, and then they have a setback, and every day we'd watch that little line as it moved forward, and then backward, and then forward and backward. The Christian life is this. It's two steps forward and one step backward, and two steps forward and one step backward, and two steps forward and one step backward. So I'm saying, if you're going forward, don't get too cocky. And if you're going backward, don't give up. Same thing about prayer. Sometimes my prayer life would be about like this. I win and I win and I win. And I win and I win and I win and I win. And I lose. Then I win and win and win and win and win and win and then I lose. In my Bible study, it's that way. I win, and 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 then I get busy, and I lose. And then I win, and 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 then I get forgetful, and I lose. But praise God, I've learned something about the Christian life. When I lose, I don't quit. Because greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. And if I ever lose, it's only because I don't depend upon Him who is in me, who is greater than he who's in the world. But I'm not going to win it all. But praise God, I can win the war if I just don't think that the battle ends the war. Same thing's true about soul winning. You know what I'm talking about. You go and you go and you go and you go, and then one day you say, I don't feel like it. And you lose. But you don't say, I just don't have burden in him. Next time you go and you win and win and win and win and win and win and win. And then one day all of a sudden you don't realize it, but you've lost a couple of battles. That's what my job is. My job is sevenfold. Listen, I'll read these and I'll close. One, my job is to help you win more and lose less. That's my job. I've been Brother Bordway's pastor for almost 36 years, since he was a teenage boy. Brother Bordway has seen days when he would win and then lose, and then win and then lose, and then win and then lose. And then he grew in grace as I tried to help him. And then he would win and win and lose and win and win and lose and win and win and win and lose.
And that till he became the great Christian he is right now. But he still loses sometimes. And if you think you're always going to win, you're mistaken. Because the war is not over until you awaken the likeness of Jesus Christ. My job is to help you win more and lose less. Number two, my job is to keep you from quitting when you lose. That's my job. That's not us talking to a young man who's been saved recently in our church. He's a policeman. Big fella, built like a mountain. I thought I was looking in the mirror when I saw him first time. What are you laughing at, fellas? Listen, your time in the choir is not going to be very long, brother. And that fella is on fire for God. I'd like to warn him and others like him. There's going to be a day when you're going to feel like you've gone all the way back to the bottom. But I want to tell you, that's just one battle. Just one battle. It may be that one day all of a sudden you pick out a pack of cigarettes and smoke one. And you say, I never thought I'd do this again. I'm trying to tell you that you probably will do it again. Oh, you say, I'll never fuss at my wife again. I'll never have a fit, lose my temper with my wife again. And you do a pretty good job, but one day all of a sudden you lose your temper and give her what she deserves. That's preaching, ain't it? And then you say, I don't believe I did that. I don't believe. Here I'm back where I started. No, you're not back where you started. Let me tell you where you are. You took two steps forward and you took a step backward, but that's where you started. You take two steps forward and take a step backward. Oh, I'm back where I started. No, you're back there when you started. You take two more steps forward and a step backward and say, I'm back where I started. No, you're back there when you started. But look where you are now. I mean, you're growing in grace. That's what it means, growing in grace. There was a long war. A long war. And that's what it's all about. Not a short war, a long war. I've been preaching for 50 years this October 24th, been licensed to preach and pastoring almost 48 years, and I've still got these wars going on. Now, praise God, I'm winning more than I used to. And the house of Saul is waxing weaker and weaker. And the house of David is waxing stronger and stronger. Let me show you what I mean. The Jorgensen, get down there on that lower. Bottom, right there. Okay, I'm the house of Saul. He's the house of David. And when I take a step down, when I say that, you take a step up. So there's a battle, there's a war going on between the house of David and the house of Saul. House of Saul's got the biggest army. But the house of Saul waxes weaker and takes a step down. And notice the house of David. Did the house of David get stronger? I can't see him with the pulpit. Good. And then the house of Saul waxed weaker. And the house of David waxed stronger. And the house of Saul waxed weaker and almost fell over. And the house of David waxed stronger. And the house of Saul waxed weaker. And the house of David waxed stronger. A long war. But the joy of it all is that the battle, winning a battle, is a heap of fun. And the house of Saul waxed weaker, and the house of David waxed stronger. And the house of Saul waxed weaker, and the house of David waxed stronger. Thank you, Dr. Jorgensen. And you know, I'm glad about that. I'm glad that there is a struggle, so it's a tremendous joy when you win. Boy, when you win. I'm glad that you can win a battle. It's like football. When you make a first down, you get no points. But you sure do feel good. But the game, hey, we made a first down. Hey, we won. No, you didn't win. Nor did you lose when you didn't make a first down. You're just closer to the goal. And another first down. And another first down. And another first down. And another first down. But every first down, the crowd cheers. And the team claps their hands and rejoice. Why? On the way to winning the war, when the captain of our salvation will call us home and we'll have a body just like his, God said, I want you to have some fun, so I want you to win some battles so you can enjoy the journey. And he said, I'm going to let you lose some battles so you'll know the joy of winning and know the struggle that's involved in winning. So I'm going to make it a long war for you. It'll be a long war. A long war against that liquor bottle. A long war against that lust. A long war against that selfishness. A long war against those grudges. A long war against that bitterness. A long war against that revenge. A long war against that jealousy. A long war against that envy. A long war against that covetousness. A long war against that gambling. Praise God, we can win. I said, my job is to help you to win more and lose less, to keep you from quitting when you lose. Number three, to remind you to be careful when you win, because the war continues. Number four, my job is to remind you that winning a battle is not winning the war. Number five, to remind you that losing a battle is not losing the war. Number six, to remind you that you can win the war. Number seven, to remind you that one day the war will be over. And that's what David meant when he said in Psalm 17:15, I shall be satisfied when I awake with thy likeness. Follow me carefully. I win, and I win, and I lose. Oh, I'm not satisfied yet. Thank God I've grown some, but I've still got this struggle. I'm not satisfied yet. So you win, and you win. And you say, amen, praise the Lord. Don't get too cocky. The war's not over yet. The enemy's not dead. He still lives. So you lose. And there's that struggle. And so you win, and you win. But you say, I'm not satisfied yet. I'm not satisfied because I lost again. I'm not satisfied. I'm not satisfied. And you win, and you win, and then you lose. I'm not satisfied. And praise God, one day you hear a trumpet sound, and the voice of the archangel, and the dead in Christ rise, and the living are saved, rise to meet the Lord in the air. And God gives you a body just like His glorious, wonderful body. A body that'll never sin. A body that'll never get sick. A body that can't lose. A body that never feel a pain. And you say, glory to God. Hallelujah. The war's over, and we are on the winning side. But it's a long war. And that war will be fought as David's forces wax stronger and stronger. And Saul's forces wax weaker and weaker. Look at me. Have you lost some battles? War's not over. That's just a battle. There are a lot of battles yet to be won. Have you won some battles and getting a little complacent? Don't get too complacent, because he's right behind you. And you're going to lose some more. But the secret to the Christian life is two steps forward and one step backward. And 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 if you've been preaching for 50 years, you're still going to have some backward steps. But praise God. Keep on growing, and Saul's forces get weaker and weaker until the King of Kings and Lord of Lords says, come on, Saul, it's time for you to be baptized in the earth. It's time for my people to be like me. He'll give us a body like his, and we shall ever, thank God, be with him. It's a long war. It's a long war. And it must be fought gradually. As Saul's forces grow weaker and weaker, and David's forces grow stronger and stronger. Would you bow your heads, please? No one is leaving.